The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday. What day is it now? Is it 18th? 18th of September. It's after 11 o'clock. My name is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for the day. Sorry for the delay I had. Actually, I was walking up my guests. And there was a delay doing that. But I have a special guest today. I'm going to give a narrative of how I came in the encounter with the guests. Because that's what the whole base of the show is about. My guests, right? So the other day, I was home. I was preparing to come to the show, right? And I received a phone call. In fact, I got a text at 5:30 in the morning. I said, oh, text me so early in the morning, right? I didn't recognize the number. And then later on, I got a phone call. And it was about maybe-ish like 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning. And again, from this unknown number. And of course, you know, who mentions, hello. And the person on the phone, who is my guest, reintroduced himself. And a key word is reintroduced himself because I never physically met him, but I've spoken to him as a guest via the telephone. He called in. He was a called in guest. So I still didn't know who he was, but he gave a narrative on, yes, we spoke before, right? You don't really know who I am. Where we spoke over the radio, right? So, of course, not saying I had anxiety, but uneasiness. Okay, so you're reaching out to me. It's now 8:30. I see you was calling me from 5:30. What is it? Is everything okay? So, and he explained. First, of course, he explained who he is, right? And he explained, I need transportation. I need a ride. And I said, what? What do you mean? Who calls people? And I said, again, remind me who you are again. And he explained that, I let him introduce himself, but I am blind, he said. And I said, then I got a flashback. Yes, I know who you are. Yes, you are. You are blind. I remember when you called, right? And you said, and I said, what do you need again? I said, I need a ride because I am stuck. And I do not know how I'm going to go to where I need to get to. And he said, I pray to God, and God said, he'll make a way, right? And I'm calling you now because I believe you're my way to get to where I'm going to go. And I said, if you talk to God and God say I'm the way, I have no other choice. I got to come pick you up. So I went and picked up my guest, right? And drop him to wherever he needed to go. And I said, you know what? I'm going to have a conversation where I'm going to bring in my guest to talk about not necessarily the frustrations he's going through, but talk about his life, his journey, right? To make it public, even to get a public appeal, right? Because that day was a rough day for him, right? He's frustrated. He said, man, I need to go, but I've been reaching out and nobody seems to be available. And I said, now we can talk about it. My guest today is LeBron Minnis. LeBron Minnis was going to give a narrative of who he is, but LeBron is blind, completely blind, right? But he's young. I think LeBron is 19. I don't want to call him a child, but as to me, he's young. He's a young man. Just recently graduated. When I say just recently graduated, he graduated in June. So now he's starting a new journey, right? As a man, an adult blind man at age 19. And he is trying to make a pathway for himself. And he's saying that it's a challenge trying to make a pathway for a person who is impaired. And in this case, visually impaired. And he now wants to weigh his options. What options are there for him? So I've gone through all that introduction to have LeBron now tell me his story. About him being blind, and then we're going to jump and talk about what happens after you graduate from the school of the blind. what you got to do, right? Without further ado, I'd like to introduce to you LeBron Minnis.
Hello, everyone. Yes, this is me, LeBron Minnis, and I would like to say a lot. I have a lot to say. First off, I want to start by saying thank you. Thank you so much, Nuri, for having me on the show. Thank you very, very much. I couldn't have done it without you and Guardian Radio. I want to thank Guardian also. My passion, really, from a very, very young age, was to be on the radio. I have dreamed of it. And ever since I was very, very young, I was listening to Guardian Radio. I used to hear The White on the radio all the time. And I heard a number of other hosts. I heard him. I heard Lester when he had his show on here. I heard Carlton when he had his show on here. I heard The Revolution. I heard Vargo Lang, which of course he still has his show on. There's a number of people that I've heard throughout my years. But yes, I am 19, and when I first started out, I could have seen colors, but all of that faded at 5, and now I can't see anything at all. So it's really been hard for me, but props to my family. My mom has been a really good caretaker of me, and my dad has, but now he's passed away, so it's just my mom now who is mainly doing the stuff that he would have been doing. Well, both of them did, you know, they equally did what they had to do. But yes, I just graduated in June of this year, passed. I just got engaged a month back, so next year I should be getting married, and I'm going to hopefully move to the U.S. eventually. But right now, in the interim of graduating, it's just been, I had a vacation, came back from it, and yeah, it's just been home, and I don't like that feeling of being home. I really am trying to find something to do productively. I just don't like sitting up in the house all day not doing a single thing. My strong suits are I can produce music. I'm a music producer. I can deal with audio, so I'm an audio engineer, sound designer, that type stuff. I can also DJ blind. Yes, I'm a blind DJ, completely blind. I have a Facebook that I put a link there just this morning of me doing a DJ session blind. It's on YouTube and stuff like that, but I need to reconstruct a channel where I can just get my do whole videos based on those things. But yeah, basically that's what's been going on, and I will be DJing to an upcoming event for sure. It's the Blindfold Challenge that's coming up on October 13th, which is going to be on Goodman's Bay. I will be out there DJing for those that live up close in person of me being a blind DJ out there. And I have DJed to many blind events in the past. I think Mr. Nui was at, and that's when we stumbled into each other. And he was there. Townsley was there. Kendrick was there. So Kendrick is the one who is going to be in control of this event, and this is how come I got that DJ position at that event that's coming up. But for anybody who would love to, you know, speak to me about any of these things, I would be very happy to talk with any of you about these things. I will put my phone number out here for any of you who would want to reach me, because my WhatsApp is always open and I'm always interested in hearing from people. So my number is +1 242 465 1561. That's 465 1561.
Okay, so let me ask you some questions. I appreciate it. I needed that narrative for my listening audience to understand. You've graduated from the School of the Blind.
Yes, I have.
How long have you been studying there?
Approximately 14 to 15 years.
Okay.
I've been studying there, yes.
And your courses is a variety of courses. Of course, math, English, and whatever entrepreneurial skills that the School of the Blind does.
Yes, we teach, they teach math, English, music, technology, Braille, culinary arts, home economics, stuff like that, cooking, TDL, techniques of daily living, all those things. And it's not only for people who are completely blind. We have a lot of people who go there who cannot see properly, in the sense, but they still can. So it is for blind and visually impaired people. So if parents have children and they need to send their children to some place where they can be taught properly without having to worry about vision, yeah, that's the place to send them.
Okay. So now you graduated. You spent your 14 years there and now you have graduated. Yes. And I ask you, so what you doing now? Like, what is the next step for a graduate of the School of the Blind? How does one survive? What type of employment, what type of trade, what type of system, mechanism does the government, the School of the Blind, private entities, has to empower you?
Well, from what I know, the School for the Blind has now joined up with the ministry. So the ministry has been, we've been following what they've been doing. Just like just before I graduated, they had a whole Junkanoo thing because the ministry had put Junkanoo in the school curriculum. So we've been doing that. But in terms of me, what I plan to do, because I am a musician too, I play the piano, I play the accordion, and I play the harmonica and stuff like that. So I am a musician as well. So I plan to look for jobs in terms of, my main thing is to do radio, to be completely honest with you. If Guardian Radio would have me on here as a radio host, I would host a show called The Blind Perspective, where I take a look, we take a look at what blind people perceive day to day and how we move about and stuff like that. I think that would be a wonderful show to have, to, you know, encourage listeners and to, you know, defile the stereotypical beliefs as to how blind people can't do anything at all. They need help all the time and stuff like that. I think that would be really nice to just, you know, have that on the air and have callers put in their views and stuff like that. I think I love that show.
Man, Brian, I'm going to have to talk. This one right here.
You talk to Mr. Dwight. The Dwight can control the stadium. But go ahead.
Or the eye opener, right? Like, I'm going to talk to fellow hosts to see if we could start this venture with a regular segment, right?
I would love that.
And you would be the co-host for that segment. And I would hope we could incorporate more than just people with visual impairments, but that we could eventually embrace the entire community of people living with disabilities to the table.
I completely agree with you.
Yeah, maybe we gonna hound Mr. Nuri about that. Okay,
I would love that.
Okay,
that
shall make space.
I also need Mr. Nui to hopefully bring me out the house more often. I don't like
And we can talk about that. Right? We can talk about that, right? We have some callers who want to engage you. But let's quickly, callers, hold on. I'm going to ask LeBron one more question. You've graduated. You are home. I know that you... give me the reason why you called me the other day asking for a ride.
Well, because mainly... my family members who do have cars and stuff like that, they are on a busy schedule. And when they don't have places to go, that's when I use them to have take me places. But that's not always the case. Mom has to work. My aunt has to do stuff to maintain her, you know, affairs in terms of her daily activity. So usually I go places when they're able to take me, and if they're not, then I just stay home because I can't drive and I have no other way of getting around. There's no accessible bus stuff for us. I'm not a street person, so you can't tell me to walk the street. So I just stay home, and it's very, very unfair to me because I want to get out there, I want to do things, and I can't do it unless I have the support. It's like you take in a wheelchair from a crippled person. How are they supposed to get around? You leave them there enough and they just die because they can't move and stuff like that. They can't get to things that they need. It's really, really unfair.
There are times that you are stuck home.
Yes.
And there are times you're stuck home days upon days.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a busy week for your mom and your aunt.
Right.
And you are now finding it frustrating saying, I am 19.
Mm-hmm.
I am 19 and I can't go anywhere.
Right.
I'm just stuck.
Exactly. Home.
And now we're looking for systems. We're looking for opportunities for you.
Yes.
And that's why we're here on the radio. We pitch in some opportunities.
Exactly, buddy, so that they can know how I feel. You know, put yourself in my shoes. Imagine you're blind. You can't see a thing. You can't move anywhere because you can't drive. And nobody's responding to your calls or nothing like that. Nobody's doing anything for you.
Tell me about that day when you start reaching out to people.
I tried to reach out to a number of people and I got no response. People were, and those who did respond to me, they were saying, they would respond. Okay, I'd be like, hello. They would say hi. And I would put the question out there, and then some people just leave it on red, like not answered, and others would just they just wouldn't answer. It's just bad, very, very bad.
I'm going to go to the phone calls now because you have a number of persons who want to engage you.
Okay,
but today's story is to put it out that you have some frustrations, you opportunity. And if people out there listening can say, you need to do this, or I can help you do that, right? That is what we're trying to do. But let's go to the first call here. Guardian Radio AM, we're talking to LeBron Minnis, who's a 19-year-old blind person. Go ahead, caller. Let's move to the next one, Kermit. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us? Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us? I mean, all the lines lit up. I'm not sure what we're going through. But you call back. The numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. I see the lines lit up again. Let's see if we can get any patched through for any of that. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Martin, how you doing?
Doing well.
Wait, okay, for your guests, right? Why you spend so much money on FML? I can call them right now in a few and tell them to give that boy a job. Because I've been spending money with them for years. They at least have to do something. Or his second option, man, and you'll have the 12 o'clock spot available. He could guess also on the 12 o'clock show. You'll give him a job on that. Now, bear in mind, we can say some things, we can piss him off and cause him cost once or twice, but he could probably do a good job on that.
And I appreciate that. Sometimes we need to explore opportunities. And like I said, it's opening. We can hopefully, who knows, Dwight could consider such things. But thanks again. And call that FML, see if they're willing to give opportunity. Let's go to the next caller, Kermit.
Hello?
Hello, you live?
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well.
Can you hear me?
Yes, the guest today is LeBron.
Say what?
His name is LeBron.
Okay, good day, LeBron.
Hello.
Hey, Mr. Menace, how you doing?
I'm okay.
Okay. Poppy up.
Okay.
So you say you've been listening to the radio a long time.
Very, very long time, yes.
So you know, you heard Papa before.
Yes, I have.
Okay. I know if you have...
Papa, you want me giving me your contact?
Yeah, but hold on, though.
Okay.
Oh, that's Ms. Green. Good morning, teacher.
Morning, Papa. How you doing?
Thank God for life.
Bless you.
Mommy, touch... I mean, I was just listening, right? But I say I got to call in. Not just because I blind like him. You say he been blind for 19 years?
Yes, I have.
Okay, okay. Well, I know if you ever had a story, I get blind. But I go on to give you my number and I go on talk with you. But what I want to ask you, you believe in God? You believe in Jesus?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a relationship or communicate with him?
I do it all the time.
Okay. Yeah. Listen, what I learned over the years, right? Like I say, I didn't born blind, but I learned that God, through Jesus' son, he, with his help, with his strength, ain't nothing you can do. I was wondering, like, if you really, like how you talk about, it's so much, I wouldn't want to talk to you on the air with, and people will think, like, my suggestions may be, but let me tell you something. I get blind in 1989, and brother, if I didn't know what I know, I don't believe I would have made it this far. Depression, feeling, giving up, disappointed with how the humans, how we deal with one another.
That's something I want to say, though.
Like I could talk to you off the air because I think I feel what you're saying and stuff like that. And
yeah, I think I understand you, too. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I listen.
No, I think I understand you, too, because how you put that out there about depression and stuff like that. I put it to you, yeah, the average-sighted person go blind, they'd want to kill themselves, you know?
And then being there, yeah. I'm going to talk everything on the request. See, I want to say with the pearls amount. No, I ain't going to say that. I want to say it this way, because I guess experience is the best teacher. And sometimes that empathy, even if you ain't ever experienced being blind or having indifference, a disability, you still could... put yourself in other people's shoes. So they do have some other people out here who could see. You have one right in there with you right now, that lady, Miss Green. She good with that. So she understand our team.
Yes, she does. I'm pretty sure.
But no one out there is perfect. Like I said, I could talk to you up there. One thing I don't want to ask you again. You talk about being home and being stuck and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You, tell me something. You want work? You want work? You want a job? That's what you want? Or you... this thing with God bless you with your talent and stuff, you even teach other people and get paid to do it. You just cook home, you just do anything home, like cook and stuff and do that.
Yeah, he's cooking everything, yes.
Let me tell you something. Hey, you see like how we blind, this is our challenge what we got to go through. Some people have different things, then we got to make the best of this. We got to make the best of this, and guess what? Only the devil is be trying to make us feel sorry for ourselves. We get God. Only, listen, the arms of flesh will fail us. Each one of us, we can fail one another. But from when you get God and you determine and you believe and you striving to do the right thing, you can't make
it. But Papa, let me share something with you.
Yes, brother.
The Bible say, Jesus said this and now. Jesus said, if you make one step, I'll make two.
Yeah.
So you can't expect him to work, to do stuff if you don't do anything. Magic don't exist. You
but
know
I
what
like
I mean?
What you're saying. Hey, guess what? You know everything I hear from you, Menace, it's like you just asking for a chance, an opportunity, but I want you to know you have the chance, you have the opportunity from you alive. God allowed you to come on this radio this morning. And
I know. I know.
To invite you.
I know.
You understand what I say?
Yeah, I know.
All of Kendrick, them, I know of them and stuff. Let me tell you something. You're going to be okay. Let me tell you something. Don't be sorry for yourself. Listen to me. You might say, well, why me? I mean, why not?
Why not me? Yeah.
Yes.
Why
yeah,
not me?
I didn't know, but you know what it is. Listen to me. I have children I never see. I have grandchildren I never see, boy. But I can make it as far without God. Listen to me. They can give you all kind of remedies and tell you things that you can do. Yuck.
All right.
Thank you. Yeah.
Give that number out again. And we can talk. And guess what? I want you to come back to the air when we done talk and stuff like that. And you talk, you feel about certain things. And would you, like how you say, would you like it? They give you off. Tell me something you was reading. That you was read Braille.
Yeah, I was read Braille.
And you was talking just now, and you send the officer, and you gave it the phone number, and then you was reading.
No. I wasn't reading. No. That comes from my head. Yeah.
When you say the plus one, two, because that's what it be. You get a talking phone too, and everything, right?
Yeah, that all. Yeah,
you
everything.
Alexa.
All my devices. Yeah, everything
yeah,
is.
Man,
yeah.
Yeah. It better than what it was for our disabled persons, especially the blind set back in the day.
I could believe you.
I
could believe you.
Like I say, we get go. I get boring and everyone get tired of me. Brother, give that number. Hey, call me 677-7748.
Got you.
This is how much I really want to talk to you.
677-7748. Got you.
7748.
Yeah. I
get it. The answer. I call back. I used to call.
All right, Papa.
Everybody calling is making no sense.
Papa, I appreciate you, man. Thanks very much.
All right, LeBron, while you were talking to Pop, I went online, right? So the most recent job fair specifically for people with disabilities was this year, 21st of June, 2025. This is good news because we're having them, right?
I didn't know we had it.
Right? And so the first thing I'm going to say is we're going to have to try and connect you with the Department of Labor,
mm-hmm.
right, to connect you directly with the companies that participated in the job fair to see if there are any openings available and if there are openings in the specific areas that you are trained in and that you would like to work in. Also, in 2022, the Office of the Prime Minister responded or made a statement, remarks on the Accessibility Bahamas app. So the government, I think, was to launch an app in 2022 called Accessibility Bahamas app. So we can connect with the Commission for People with for Persons with Disabilities to determine the status of that app and figure out how we can get it loaded on your phone and how it could facilitate you, LeBron.
Good. We have some more callers who want to engage you, LeBron, so let's go to the phone line again. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. Caller, can you hear us?
Hello.
Hello, you're live.
Hi. Good afternoon to all.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
And to the young man in the studio.
Good afternoon.
All I can say is that, you're very tough and sound like you have a lot of, characteristics about yourself, right? And I'm a fellow blind person. I've been blind, I've been blind like 2022. And boy, it's a different world. And if I was blind like from a youngster, I don't think I would have been able to deal with it because of, it's just too much, it's just hard. Life is harder harder than normal people. But imagine, it's really hard. I ain't complaining, right? Because every challenge that came my way, I accept it. I never cry, never did nothing. Still, for my God blind, I never cry or nothing like that. And even say, well, question, why me? No, I just accepted my situation and move on to try and see how best I can take care of myself. But just trying to say, we could be, I think we could be more proactive in terms of I don't know, just seeking people out or trying to track people, when I got blind, the blind community, I reach out to them, give my information, and that was it. Nobody called me, all of these stuff with the blind people that we have going on and stuff like that. Nobody called me and told me nothing, right? It's like I'm just sitting down here with one or two people. That really pops in on me and checking on me, but it ain't easy. I ain't complaining either.
Let me ask you a question, Carla, because I want you to help LeBron. LeBron is 19. You were 19. Picture the things that you wanted to do at 19. Young man, right? What advice would you give LeBron, like opportunities that he could be doing, he should be considering as a blind man who just and now realizing that since school finished, there is now no place for him to go? He is home. He can't be home all day.
No. Well, I mean, as it stands right now, this is a totally new world for me. He's probably more advanced than me. He need to tell me stuff because I just been blind like what, 3 years now, 2022. You understand? Mm-hmm. So this is a new world to me, and I'm trying to navigate it, and it ain't easy. People, I had all kind of friends on my phone. People just call me every day. Nobody called me. People just get the nerve to tell me all about the wrongdoings or perceived wrongdoings that I was been doing to them and this, that, and the next thing. And these are people that I used to take care of. Everybody just come against me, find reason that the say all kind of bad, negative things. Why? I don't know. Why are you kicking me?
I appreciate you calling. And thank you very much for sharing your story, too, and also engaging LeBron. Thanks again. LeBron, you want to say in comment before I go to the next caller?
Yeah. I want to say that of stuff in terms of things that I am doing that is keeping me busy partway in that, like, my accordion. Like I said, I play the accordion. I play the piano and stuff like that. I do play for my church in terms of piano, and in terms of accordion, I work with Mrs. Hamilton. Aaron knows who that is, and we do accordion type stuff in terms of we have accordion camps and we do all types of stuff in terms of the accordion. And so, yeah, she has been helping me in terms of doing stuff. So
you have a skill, you have a trade.
Yeah,
you have something you could do. You just need an opportunity now.
Yes, I have multiple skills. It's just that I have no way of showcasing them if nobody gives me the opportunity to do so. That is the thing.
We have another phone call. Let's have the caller engage you. Like I said, we need opportunities. A gig playing. The accordion, a gig playing the piano,
a gig DJing,
yeah, right?
Yeah.
Just as someone just call you up and say, man, I have a couple of dollars here. Do you want to come and DJ for us? Let's go to the callers again. Guiding Radio AM. Come and patch the next caller for me, please. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. The gentleman in there, he's blind, right?
Yes, sir.
He's vying for a spot in your radio station to host the show. Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm listening to you. He's radio. You can talk directly to him. That's LeBron.
Okay. Yes, young man. Yeah, if you really, you listen to Guardian Radio from early in the morning?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Now you acknowledge that the manager of the station is Dwight Strawn, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know he has a show for 3 hours? He probably can put you in 1 hour slot.
Look where you
going. Oh, that's odd.
Look where you going.
That is so early in the morning, though.
No, when opportunity comes, you can't knock opportunity. But yeah, I hear you. Well, go ahead, Colin. You ready?
Look here, LeBron, if they put you on at 6 o'clock in the morning, I must have to come pick you up at 4, and then we can sleep in my car until the breakfast place open up. And get breakfast and wait for the show to start, okay? You don't watch nothing. That early part, we ain't worrying about that part.
We can
part.
Make it happen. We got to pitch it to Dwight now.
That's nice.
Yeah, that could be the easy part.
That's nice.
Yeah,
you know, listen, any slot on here would work in terms of show. I just need to get on the radio. That's all I need to do, and I need to get out of my house.
Then, have something. Why is it so necessary for you to get out of the house?
Because when I'm home, I just don't do anything, and I need to start somewhere in terms of work and stuff like that, because what I can only get me groceries, and that's once a month. So I'm not only doing it for the money, though. Don't get that idea in your head or in your heads, but I just want to do what I'm good at, and I'm good at radio, and I just feel that if I'm on the radio and stuff like that, I will have something to do in terms of productiveness. You know?
I appreciate it. Let's get to the next caller there. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM.
Hello.
Hello, you're live.
Oh, great. Good morning, everybody. Hope all is well. Hi, LeBron.
Hello.
It was a surprise to hear you. I always listen to Guardian Radio. This is LeBron's aunt and godmother.
Nice.
Yes, it is.
Yes. You sound very well, LeBron. So I guess I'll see you later when you come home.
Yes, ma'am.
You take good care.
You too.
And thank you very much for your continued support of him. He has mentioned you. He says mom and his aunt always support him. He now pleading his case. He's talented and say, man, he deserves opportunity. But thanks very much for calling. Let's move on. Kermit, go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM. Caller, can you hear us? You live, caller?
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning, Nuri.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Aaron, and good morning to Mr. LeBron Miller.
Morning.
Morning, morning.
Yes, this is Dennis Settle. The young man, LeBron. Are you familiar with the name Stephen Hardaway Judkin?
No, sir.
That's Stevie Wonder.
Oh, okay.
Aaron.
Yes, Uncle.
I would like for you, because you got the connection, you're Nuri, could you put him in contact with my little cousin, Shine 242, the entertainer, and Johnny K?
Sure. Sure.
You see, could you line him up like that? LeBron.
Yes, sir.
You see, I mentioned Stevie Wonder.
Yes, sir.
You have the talent. You have the skill. Your passion seems to be in DJing and music. You say you can play the piano.
Yes.
And you have all the acumen.
Yes.
Can you type?
Yes.
On a typewriter? Yeah, well, see, you didn't say that, but, you know, that's another aspect you have. I know that you are used to being busy. Don't you get yourself down. Because I don't have my sight since COVID came around. I am 61 years old, glaucoma, have it. But you are used to being busy. Don't get depressed. I have taken your number. We will be talking. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I want you to be encouraged.
Yes, sir.
Don't worry about it, because let's look at life like this. Remember, there are people walking around you with all their faculties. I'm not talking about those that may be challenged psychologically or medically. But most of them, I'm talking about regular people, and they're wasting time.
Let me shorten it for you. I'm going to shorten it in the best way. There are people out there who can see, but they have no vision.
Right. Absolutely, generally, but you got it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not here to push people down. And like, don't be expecting people to come running, but you have it. You're in the right space.
Aaron, I know.
And I, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
We'll be there, because I have my challenges, but I don't worry about it, because, you know, I have amassed a lot of things in life. And we will talk, okay?
Yes,
so
sir.
For everybody, I know, don't let depression, we are all there for you. And don't even think about nothing and be depressed. And I know how it may feel. Those people who talk about these things going through their minds, don't have to worry about that. Because, you know, my kids are doing well. And I am proud of them. And I'm proud of everybody that does well and be encouraged.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much, Bethel. The other day when you called, right, you called me. You already finished school. Where were you going? Why you called me?
I wanted to go back to the school to check on everyone to see how everything was going. That's why I went back there on Monday.
Okay. And one of the callers mentioned that is a need for you to be busy, to stay busy. And when you were in school, you were busy during this and traveling during that, right? But now that you've graduated, what are you busy doing now?
I'm not busy doing anything at the moment. Mainly what I was doing was I was working with Ms. Hamilton with the accordion stuff. And helping her in those things, but right now it's a quiet time, so there's not much really going on. So yeah, it's just I'm not going anywhere. So that is the reason that I wish to have, you know, I wish to be on the radio and stuff like that, that way I could have something to do while I wait on stuff to happen. Like if I have DJ gigs and stuff like that that people want me to do, to fill in every day, I would go on the radio, do my show or what have yous, and I'd be like, okay, I did something today. I didn't just stay home or nothing. I would have something to do to keep me busy in terms of just staying home, not doing anything, and, you know,
okay,
that type of stuff.
Aaron, on Dolphins Drive, there is it's not a school.
Abilities
Unlimited.
So, yeah.
But how is that with blind people? Is that for blind people?
Yes.
Or that's for people who, like, handicapped, physically impaired versus visually impaired.
So there are training and skills building opportunities for people with visual impairments, as well as, I think, the potential for a job or employment on the compound, whether it's continued training, so you become the trainer, or you actually become a manufacturer, right? Like you're actually working in the factory and producing goods, or you may work in the store selling goods, right? So there are a number of functions that you can fill at that place. Training, skills building, manufacturing, working in the factory, selling products in the thrift store or in the store there, I think, and possibly other jobs available on site.
Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. If you wanted to speak to LeBron Minutes, you quickly call in now so we could get some of your calls in. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM, you're live.
Good morning, C.A. Nuri.
Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good
morning, LeBron.
Good morning.
Aaron, this is the blind lady that sold a straw by.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
I want to tell LeBron, yes, we do need
this, Ms. Karen,
opportunities. Disabled people don't get the opportunity that they deserve to get. I am blind. I've been blind for 18 years. Right now, I'm at my machine sewing straw by.
Yes, ma'am.
Like LeBron say, he need to be a voice out there. And I think he need to be a voice out there for the disabled, because the disabled do not have a voice out there. And we need to be able to display our talent, because that thing which you said happened in June, I did not even know about that.
Yes, ma'am.
You know? So I think the community of the disabled need to get together and have a voice and let people know that not because you lose your sight, it is finished. The world is not the end. I've learned to cope with it for 18 years. I have not given up. And I don't agree with Papa, but this is one time I agree with Papa. The world is not the end because you lose your sight. So tell LeBron, keep on, keep praying, and God will open a way for him. Thank you.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Absolutely.
Keep on keeping on, LeBron. Let's go. We have a lot of calls. Let me see if we can squeeze all as many as possible in. Go ahead, caller, Guiding Radio AM. Let's move on to the next one. Go ahead, caller, Guiding Radio AM.
Hey.
Hey.
My black, the lady who said she can't see?
That
ain't the first time I hear her say that she don't agree with Papa, but she agree with Papa. I glad of that. I thank God for that.
Yes.
Yeah, I say thanks before. She don't normally agree with me, she say, but she get the opportunity to say she agree with me. You know what I wanted to say? She came, so what I suggested, what I wanted to talk to you off the air about LeBron is that what Miss Green, Aaron, and who in there with you, what she suggested that, like, how you come and co-host, you should jump on that. You should take the opportunity. Not just on this, any station. Any station where they allow you to come and identify who you is and tell how much you love the radio and your dreams. And it's like training. It's going into another course, like university, to be around people like Nuri and Miss Green and Dwight Strong and others. I don't think Dwight will have a problem with Green. He always tells me I kind of should good and stuff, like commenting and stuff. So maybe he'll be glad to have another disabled person. Different able person on who might can't see to do it. So what I did want to suggest, right, if not this station, one station, because there's many stations around, right, but Guardian is the best to me right now, right, and for what you want to do, right, I can hear the love what you get inside of you to do it. I had the love too, but it ain't there no more. I doing good. And I'd rather do it this way, how I doing it. And maybe later on, you'll see this the best way too, because it comes with a lot of responsibility.
Thanks again,
and,
Papa.
And it's not easy. So what I want to suggest to you that maybe we could put up our money together, that lady who spent money, and rent time on the Guardian station so you could be on and you could talk and highlight some of the things we're
Amen.
Doing on here, because we're doing a lot of business. And don't worry about you not being busy enough. I tell you, you're going to be busy in a little bit. There's plenty of things that rate in that same house where you be, where you won't get out, where you can get interested in, and you're going to make money too. So you don't watch nothing. You ain't got to go work for nobody. Don't go on no course. All right? And if that's what you want to do, you can do it. I can't tell you what to do, but I just can tell you that there's many ways you can make money. You say you're getting married soon, you engage. I can show you how to do it through God. All right.
Good. Let's go to the next call. This text says, good morning. I'm not blind, but I can relate to LeBron 100%. When I'm home, I feel more depressed. Even if I don't have nowhere to go, getting out of the house makes me feel alive. Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM. Let's move on to the next caller. Guiding Radio AM. Go ahead, caller. You're live. Guiding Radio AM.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Good afternoon. Yes, I am not fully blind, but I'm visually impaired, and I could understand what LeBron is going through. What I'd like to say is that I think this is a good opportunity for the people that have power to do something about it, like the government. You really should have somebody like him to actually be a voice for the people. I think he's doing the right thing right now by meeting with you guys, and I think you guys could direct him or guide him in the right direction so that he'd be able to be to showcase what is happening with like himself. Mm-hmm. And a young man like him, I think he did well by going to the blind school. I started there some years back, but I wasn't fully blind, so I had a sort of disadvantage where I was trying to navigate between two areas. But in this case where he is completely blind, I think it would enable him to do well with Braille, and he'd be able to actually navigate that space much better than somebody who is not fully blind. I would like to encourage him to hold on and continue to use that avenue to actually help others. And as he uses that to help others, he'll find that it'll be a great source of help to himself.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We have to go to a commercial break, I believe.
Well, LeBron, we are at the end of the hour, so please repeat your telephone contact for people who may be interested in discussing how they could facilitate your journey.
Well, yes. One last time, my telephone number is +1-242-465-1561.
Awesome.
+1-242-465-1561. And I'm on WhatsApp. I'm on you can message me, you could text me, you could call me and anything.
Absolutely.
I'll be there to answer.
For people who are interested in others in the community of people with visual impairments or with physical disabilities, you can reach out to the Commission for Persons with Disabilities, to the Bahamas Alliance for the Blind and Visually Impaired, to the Bahamas Association for the Physically Disabled, or just reach out to social services and say, I have resources, I have support, I have people who need help, or, hey, I have some money I want to match, whatever fundraising initiatives are taking place right now.
This has been Guiding Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Aaron. Thank you very much, LeBron Minnis.
Welcome.
We will see you in the future.
Yes, sir.
Have a wonderful day.
All right.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rovner today.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan.
Make that move today. 567764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com. And the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.